It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
That's right, Miss Kimberly.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's
good.
The big game day, or the pre-game day. How about that?
Pre-game day.
The big game, the really big game.
The big show.
Kimberly, what a show we have lined up today. It's all about wings and buffalo, but we have a special guest coming on earlier.
We certainly do. We are so lucky. We're going to meet Kate this morning, Kate Lesner, who is the Leawood Hen House Wellness Coach.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And you know what? She's going to be talking about a healthy way to eat your way through the big game
tomorrow. I'm telling you, we have samples up here, and of all the wings we have, this special little appetizer ingredient that she's using, I mean, in the appetizer, is really something else. But right now, come over to the Hen House Market, because you need to stock up. They have a flavored wing bar. I've been talking about wings all week long. Kimberly, I was over at the wing bar, and I got my hand slapped because they told me you should use individual containers instead of putting them all in one. You should see the
Jasper
flavors over there. I was over there with the chef, and
with
unbelievable.
Peter.
Oh, come on. Boneless, bone-in wings. They have Asian. They have barbecue. They have the original buffalo,
the original.
Of course.
And you know what the best part is?
You tell me.
$5.99 a pound.
I knew that was coming. $5.99 a pound. Yeah. And, of course, you don't have to do any of the cooking.
No.
All you do is heat and serve.
And if you're going to a game, or if you're having people, or going to a party, or having people over, this is the way to go, Jay.
I'm telling you, there's so many specials here for the big game right now. You come over here, and of course, for Kimberly Stern, they have buy one, get one free avocados.
Is that my BOGO?
That's
Has
your BOGO.
Has Hen House named it after
that,
me?
That and the like fruit it. Dome tray, you know. But it's a Kimberly Stern special. Come on over to Hen House Market right now. We're at 117th Row in Leawood. And you say the word, the big word today, and you're going to win big, big prizes.
Big show.
Big show.
Big show is the word. Just come
really
up.
Really big show.
Tell Ken, our engineer, and he'll have a prize for you.
We got some prizes.
Yeah.
We have gift certificates. We have Tippin's Pie. We have free wings. Come on by. Say hello to Miss Kimberly, myself, and meet Miss Kate, of course, the new Leawood Wellness Coach. We'd like to introduce you, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you.
So tell us, okay, let's dig in right now. Healthy food for tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
What's up your sleeve?
So today I'm going to be sampling some buffalo cauliflower bites.
This is hot. I'm telling you, this is hot right now. It's all over the internet, and you're doing it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's really, really easy. It's just a healthier take on, like, your traditional buffalo wing. And so you just toss it with some buffalo sauce, some garlic powder, a little bit of butter, bake it in the oven until it's crispy. Delicious.
And did you hear her butter? Ooh. She's not afraid to say butter. Everybody thinks, you know, you're
Why?
Afraid of butter and all that
Tell
stuff.
I love butter. I eat butter all the time.
So in moderation.
In moderation, right? Yeah. You know, we've been told this whole time, low fat, you know, we have to stay away from all these fats. It's actually been shown that people that eat full fat dairy and dairy products are less obese.
And did you notice the accent? Kimberly, can you guess what the accent? Did you hear that?
Where are you from, Kate? Huh.
I grew up in Minnesota, and I lived in Wisconsin for
Wisconsin.
8 years.
Wisconsin, come on. I picked it up. It took me a while yesterday to pick it up.
I thought you were kind of Iowa, Minnesota. I'm Iowa, so
nice.
Yeah, see?
I'm Kansas City.
Yeah, you are Kansas City. So, okay, you are here to help people make healthy eating and shopping choices,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And where can they find you in the store?
So my set is actually across from the meat department back there. So I'm in charge of the superfood or wellness section and the gluten-free aisle.
And I love this. You have so many services that you offer. You do label reading. It's not like a Ouija board or tea leaves reading, Jasper. Just
I knew that was coming.
Wellness classes, nutrition store tours.
Yes.
I would like to do that. Kids cooking classes, personalized shopping tours.
Yeah.
She even did one recently with a boy. Tell her about the story you told me about the boy called you up.
Yeah, so there was
a young gentleman.
I have tons of boys.
I call my son-in-law to be the boy.
So I had a young gentleman come in the other day, and he's like, you know what? I just turned 21. This is my first time living on my own. I don't really know how to shop or cook healthfully.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I was in the store last week, and I went three times, and I spent $50 just to make one meal each time.
Ooh.
He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And yeah. You know what? I've been there.
Right?
I was that same person. That you're just out of college. You're living on your own. You haven't done this before.
Your mom teaches you how to do the laundry, but maybe not how
right.
to shop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I told him, set up an appointment. We'll go through some things. I'll give you some healthy, easy recipes to start you out. You have to meet people where they are in their cooking and their habits. So he set up an appointment with me, and so I'm going to walk him through the store, show him how to shop and eat healthy.
And what's great, Kimberly, right now, come on over. Kate has some gift certificates she's going to give you, and she'll come around. She'll make an appointment with you, but
yeah.
She's going to give you the gift certificates to get everything for free right
yeah,
now.
Love
no
it.
Other store in town does that. No one. I don't know anybody who does that.
Love it.
That's
love
really
it.
Unique. And I don't mean to interrupt Kimberly,
sure
but
you do, Jasper.
She also does. Surely. This is really cool. Lunch and learn for your business. So some of the people out there, you know,
I was just going to talk
that for
about
your
that.
Office or yeah. something like that. This is great. This is like team building almost.
So you yeah. do corporate wellness.
Yeah. So if you have your organization wants me to come in, and maybe you're really interested in gluten-free living or any health topic that you want to choose, just let me know ahead of time. I'll prepare some things. I'll come in. We can do an hour-long session, teach you whatever it is, and then we can taste and whatnot. So.
And that's such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Because companies today, employees, I mean, they wear their Fitbits,
right.
they do walking, they get in their steps. Mm-hmm. Everyone is really interested in learning how to eat healthier. And of course, what you're telling us, Kate, is healthier doesn't mean you are
restricting yourself,
right?
Right. No, I mean, yeah. We can incorporate health in so many different ways, and it doesn't need to be scary or really hard, difficult to do. You know, there's easy options out there, and I can teach you those things.
Kate is here to help you make healthy eating and shopping easier. That's her mission. That's what she's doing here at the Henhouse Market. Not many stores around the country no. even have someone like Kate to walk around and help you. She'd be walking the aisles. Go up to her. Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Come on and ask you a question. I have a lot of questions for you. I got some issues. Let me tell you right now.
Well, Kate, I'm not sure if you can help him with those
my
issues.
My coffee issue
but...
right now. I was up early, had a little too much coffee. So
we need to tell Danny O'Neill right now from the roastery that you are on your second can. Thank heavens it's only the 8 ounce of cold brew.
Oh, second can.
Oh.
Well, I stopped and had roastery coffee first, and then
right.
I bought two cans while
right,
I was there.
Right, because I saw you post Betty
yes,
the
I already
plan.
Had my coffee. How about that?
And then you stopped and had donuts.
That's right. Come on. What do you have to say that in front of Kate for?
Kate, I'm sorry.
What do you have to say that for?
I'll tell you this. I love donuts.
Oh, you do?
We got to send her over to Donut Holiday.
That is my one crutch.
Is that your weakness?
That's my weakness.
But that's okay. So what do you do when you're going to have a donut? So you watch something else, right, that day?
Right, yeah. So I restrict myself. I'm not eating a donut every day.
Yeah.
But you know what? I treat myself. You know, I like an occasional donut. So. Yeah.
Well, Kate, we don't want you to go anywhere. If you can come, we're going to open up the next session. We got some really big guests today
really
for
big.
The big show, big, of course. Big, big.
Big guests.
And I'm telling you, you stick around. You're going to listen to some great interviews. It's all about wings and the big game. It's super tomorrow. I'm telling you, Kimberly.
It's a super day tomorrow.
So don't go nowhere, my friends. We have a wonderful show set up coming up. You're going to absolutely love it right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
What's up, Miss Kimberly? We're on the road.
Wings are up today,
Jasper. That's right. Come on by Henhouse Market right here, 117th and Row. Say the secret phrase, which is?
Big show.
It's a really big show, and you're going to win some gift certificates, and you can meet Kate.
Lee Woods wellness coach, Kate Lesner, who will take you around the store, help you shop, give you tips, sample her healthy cauliflower bites.
Yeah.
Kate,
for the
big show.
I got to tell
game.
You, Kimberly, David Ball was here earlier, and he took me over to the juice bar, I call it. It's the juice bar.
Mm-hmm.
But that kombucha. Is that
yeah.
what I pronounce it right?
You
that.
Did. Good job.
And
so
it's good for your,
it
for
is.
Your gut.
Very
that's what
good
he said.
For your
and David and I are drinking. I mean, I said, I had enough. I had enough coffee, David. Now the kombucha. But he said, it's going to give you energy. He said, I'm not feeling too well today. He saw him getting, I forgot which one David got. He got the, something, not the cider. Something with apple maybe or something.
Yeah, chai apple.
The chai apple.
Okay.
That's it. I almost,
that's my
that's
favorite.
That's what it was.
Ooh.
And
we might have to sample that
you
next
do.
Second.
Yeah,
it's
he said,
great.
It's going to help me today. So
yeah.
That's a beautiful bar. But yeah, you're right around here, and then people, are they afraid of juices? Are people afraid to say, you know, all the sugar in the juice? See, they got that in their mind.
Yeah, and the thing, juices are great. It's a great way to get, like, your greens in.
Exactly.
But you do have to be careful of the sugar because you're not getting the fiber
right.
of the
fruit
or
vegetable.
You
should drink a quart of it. That's, again,
right.
not moderation. You know?
Like
yeah.
a smoothie where you add ice cream and all the fruit. No.
That's a milkshake.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Kat. I don't care what they call them. I don't care what they call them. Smoothies, whatever it is.
So, Jasper, I'm so excited. We have been eating wings until we're just almost, we can't be winged out.
I did wings on Fox 4 this morning. I did Italian wings.
That's right.
You shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake. Italian wings. That's right.
But we're so lucky because we have three people around town who do wings, and you can order them for the big show tomorrow.
This all started about a month ago. I was texting you one night, and I said, man, Kimberly, I got wings in my mind. You said, Super Bowl, let's do it.
Yeah.
You started making phone calls. These people are falling head over heels.
So our first guest this morning, Wings Cafe in Westport, Orrin Redwood, and actually his uncle and his cousins, and it's a cool bunch of kids.
It really is. It's going to be a great interview, and I got to tell you real quick before we get on any further, because we're going to go to this interview, man, oh man, I'm all winged out, but you need to come over and taste some wings with us right now because we have them here right on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Sweet potato fries, mac and cheese, baked beans, chicken wings of all sorts, fish and shrimp. You know where I'm going, Miss Kimberly?
It's your dramatic reading of the menu.
Oh, I'm not reading. I got it memorized, lady.
I think we're talking about some treats for the big game.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you brought in our friends from Wings Cafe. You didn't just bring in some friends. You brought in the whole music group? Music
the whole
group
kit and caboodle. The whole,
yeah, how about it? Come on.
The whole kit and caboodle.
We had a lot of great guests in here. I got to say that
this
right from the beginning.
The bestest.
But this is the bestest, isn't it?
It is.
You knew I was
going to
go there.
I did. So we are so lucky to have the owners of Wings Cafe, and we're going to be talking primarily, but I think some others are going to be jumping in. We're going to be talking with Orrin Redwood. Orrin, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So you guys are busy getting ready for the big day tomorrow, and
yes,
I'm sure wings are going to be literally flying out the door.
Flying, running, jumping, everything, everything possible.
So,
out of your two locations, because you've got one in Westport.
Yes.
And then you've got
one up north.
Yeah, one up north.
And we're not just talking wings. We're talking a gourmet wings restaurant. Dine-in, carry-out, they cater. I mean, Kimberly, I don't know if you've had that. What was the spicy one I just had?
Which one?
That was the first one right there.
This one right here?
The Sriracha?
It's probably the Sriracha, yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, the Sriracha.
Sriracha.
That was a little dangerous to start my day with.
Well, how about the four cheese mac and cheese?
Well, listen, what I did was I was mixing the chicken. I took it off the bone very delicately, kind of keeping my hands clean, not like you over there in the corner.
I know. Well,
and mixing it with that mac and cheese, but, man, this is going to be a dangerous day. And the big game tomorrow, come on. You can order this online. Or they can even stop by both locations. So.
And we want to talk about the art of wings and how you guys firmly believe that people should expect more out of their wings, right?
Huh. Most definitely.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Well, traditionally, people go in, they get a wing, a buffalo, a barbecue, or something of that nature, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But why accept that? Why not ask a little bit more out of your wing or your wingmen?
I love these guys. Wingmen!
And that's
like
where we
that.
Come from. Yeah, yeah. That's where we come from. We have over 20 sauces that we hand create, whether in a pot or a stove or an oven or anything of that nature. We create all of our sauces in-house and things of that nature so that we can truly give you the quality that you deserve, whether it's a buffalo, whether it's a Caribbean buffalo, whether it's a Cajun buffalo. We're starting different families, barbecue families, and things of that nature. So we really want to have fun with it and be able to expand into something that the customer really wants.
Okay, there's a whole lot of inspiration in this room right now. I feel it. Where do you draw your inspiration from? Family recipes? Cooking background?
I'll let Lee take a little bit of that one.
Yes, partly family, but also travels. Had a chance to travel all across the U.S., from New York to Louisiana. Spent 8 years in Louisiana, Mississippi. Florida, West Coast, a little bit of everything. So just to kind of pull in a little bit of flavor from each region, each area that we've had a chance to travel to, and just try to represent it with our wings. That was one of our missions there as well.
You know, we go back to Buffalo, New York, and the restaurant. We had him as a guest, you know, when wings first really started. But I hate to say it, but wings really didn't just start back then.
Right.
I mean, people have been eating wings. I know my guys in the restaurant, we've been eating wings for many, many years. So that they just kind of made it popular and like the bar food. But you guys take it up a notch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And with the different sauces, of course. But then I looked in here, and Kimberly, when it came in, I did not even see the fish.
Well, I've got the fish.
Oh, I know. You jumped right on. You jumped right in there.
That's right.
I have to stand back. I know my limits and
what to do
here.
So you're not just about wings. You've got other things on your menu.
Yes, we do fish and chicken sandwiches. We do strips. We're most known in our Westport location for our strip game being extremely strong. If you go in, you can actually literally see it on the board there. So we do shrimp as well, and we're also trying to expand our menu items in here in 2017 to a little bit healthier options as we come into the summertime. We're trying to get that slim body and things like that. So Wings Cafe will be trying to help you with that and assist you with that this summer.
You've got it all figured out.
They do.
We're keeping the flavor, though. We got to keep the flavor there.
How about dipping the wings? You like it, yes or no? Ranch or not?
It depends on which wing brand I'm eating. If I'm eating a buffalo, occasionally you'll find me in the corner dipping it into a little bit of blue cheese. I'm a closet dipper, I guess.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
I like that.
So you're the uncle, Lee.
Yes.
To these gorgeous guys. They're your nephews.
Yes.
Right? So do you all work together in the cafes?
We do. We all work over the two cafes.
Yeah. Who's the lady outside there taking photos?
Girlfriend. That's my sister.
Okay. We should have brought her in.
Right.
Come on.
There were two, Jasper. There were two.
Yeah.
Somebody's girlfriend.
Come on.
Yes. That's mine. She's actually helped out with the mac and cheese this morning. So thank her for that.
Yeah. I know it's not easy getting up and preparing this stuff before the restaurant opens and all, but that mac and cheese, Kim. I know we're talking about wings, but I got this mac and cheese in my mind. I'm going back for a third little tasting there.
So favorite flavor, I'll go with you, Oren, and then we'll go with you, Lee. What's your favorite?
That's tough.
Okay, well, it's not for me because I'm biased. on the menu, you'll see Voodoo. Voodoo is one of the sauces that I've created. And that one, like you said, you know, it's about us traveling and things of that nature. This one has every bit of the 4 years of lacrosse I played in Louisiana. And it has everything, you know, the ups and the downs and everything of that nature. So the complexity of it, everything, my life story is pretty much in this sauce. So that's my bias right now.
I've had the Voodoo. Actually, my brother Jim brought me this, so I know about the Voodoo.
Thank you.
That's something else.
Thank you.
Right.
Bottle that sauce.
right.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Other than that, I would say another sauce I've been working on, which is the Caribbean Buffalo. It's probably one of my second ones. I've been working on it for about 2 years now. But that's the thing. Here at Wings Cafe, we're afforded the opportunity to try different things of that nature. So anything I put my mind to or my imprint on is pretty much my favorite sauce. So I love it all.
How about your little Italian brother over here, huh? Italian wings? Come on. Maybe a little Italian breadcrumbs and olive oil and garlic?
I actually went to a restaurant here in Westport, and they suggested something of that nature.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the works of an Italian stallion.
Cool. I like that.
You'll have to invite us
in. I'll do the photos for you. Come on, take my photo eating. I'm an Italian stallion. You passed right over that.
Right.
You didn't hear what I said, Kimberly. I'll be the Italian stallion.
Jasper, I did hear it, and that's why I said Lee.
You got your eyes on those wings over there.
Let's move on. What's your favorite, Lee?
My favorite is the slap. The slap is, like I said, it was one of the ones.
That's the slap.
The original ingredients were kind of given to us from a friend. We didn't have all the ingredients that it took to make it, so we kind of recreated it. I like it so much just because it's a blend of Louisiana. It's a blend of the South. We're originally from Arkansas, so it's a little bit of both.
Oh.
And it just kind of captures the essence of those two areas and just the South in general. A little bit of spice, a little bit of flavor, a little bit of Cajun in there.
I'm thinking a slap with a little dipping a Voodoo sauce.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yep.
So I love it. You know, there's the old saying, every picture tells a story. You guys, every wing tells a story. Every sauce tells a story. Love it. There's a whole lot of heart and soul in what
there
you
really
do.
Is. There really is. Tell.
Thank you.
Well, so, it's the big game tomorrow. Yeah, Kimberly, come on.
People can still call to or get online to order or just call.
I would recommend that they give us a call. They can do it online. But if they come into the store and actually get on a wait list, it would actually guarantee that their order would be done and done on time. And at least, I'm going to say, within a 5 to 10 minute window.
Yeah, forget 5 to 10 minutes. Forget about those 2 hour pizza deliveries.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a big game. Come on, we're talking wings. You know what? They should have the wing bowl.
That's it.
I'm with you.
The wing bowl.
You got my vote.
Yeah, you put 11 wings on one side and 11 wings on the other side. And they kind of
like the puppy bowl.
Yeah, come on. You know where I'm going.
I'm with
you. There you go, lady. Come on. And maybe the mac and cheese in the middle. Some jalapenos.
We gotta watch out. This mac and cheese, this guy.
I'm into this one. I'll tell you guys right now.
Well, Oren Lee and the rest of you guys, thank
you guys
for coming in. What fun you are.
Oh, man. Thanks so much. You guys made our day. Yeah. Come on. It's time for the big game. You got to check them out. They're in the Northland. Just give them a call, 816-413-9464. Or in Westport, 816-931-9464. You can go to the website, thewingscafe.com. Come on. It's that easy. We're talking Wings Cafe, gourmet wings restaurant, dine-in, carry-out, cater for the big day, Miss Kimberly.
That's right.
This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Eating wings, enjoying good food in the neighborhood right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen, carrying on conversations with all of our guests. We have a big crowd
peanut
here.
Peanut butter balls.
Peanut butter balls.
Dr. Jim was just telling me about
peanut butter balls. Well, you need to come over here to the hen house like Dr. Jim and enjoy the big game, because it's the big game day stock up right now. And hen house has the flavored wing bar, Kimberly.
And you've gone nuts. You've had your hand slapped now. How many times?
Oh, about three or four times. I wasn't the only one in the hand.
And it wasn't
the wing
Lisa
bar.
Slapping you either.
We have some wings up here for people to try. Miss Kate, the wellness coach, is here
Kate
with
Lesner.
Her own version of wings. How about that?
Her cauliflower. And she just stepped away to make them. I think we're going to get a little another
made
little taste.
Made with real butter.
And I just hate you, Jasper.
That's all right.
Get out of here. Look at this. $9.99. Hen House has fresh prepared trays ready for pickup.
That's right. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a dangerous day tomorrow.
Is it?
Not only the game. I don't really care about the game.
You don't?
This year, I'm not interested in the game.
What, halftime? Lady Gaga?
I like the – well, I don't know. I like Lady Gaga. I was watching her last night. I'm hoping that someone may make a special appearance with Lady Gaga.
Who?
Well, he's about 90 years old this year.
Okay.
He's been on stage with her.
Oh, Tony.
Tony Bennett.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you imagine if he walks into the Super Bowl with her?
Go nuts.
Oh, that'd be like the greatest Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls.
Jasper.
I'm telling you, my friends, I've had too much coffee this morning.
Way too much roastery, Danny.
But come on over and say hello to us, because, Kimberly, you got loads and loads of gift certificates.
I do. And if you give us the secret word, which is big show, you win a gift certificate.
And I'm telling you right now, we are giving them away. But we need to talk about some more wings, game day wings right now, Miss Kimberly.
We had Kelvin Powell and his adorable wife, Risha, come in and talk to us about their restaurant over at 8950 Warnell, I think.
Man, did they bring in some food stuff.
Whoa, French toast, wings.
We just asked for some wings.
And they brought in almost
96
everything.
Items, I think they brought us, Kimberly. Let's talk to them right now here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Macaroni and cheese, sweet potato, chicken wings, French toast, taters.
Don't forget the bacon.
Bacon? We're supposed to be talking chicken wings only today, lady.
We are so lucky. We have Kelvin and Risha Powell, who own Game Day Chicken Wings, Burgers, and Fish. That name says it all.
I forgot the fish. I forgot the fish.
We'll get to the fish. And they're at 89th and Warnell. And, of course, this is our big game show. So we wanted them to come in and talk not only about their wings, but about this menu that they have.
Oh, man.
Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good. Are you serious? What you brought in? Kimberly said, maybe bring in a few wings. You brought in the house.
You brought in a buffet.
I just wanted everyone to test our food, and so you can brag and boast about it.
Well, let's talk about this this joint, because, I mean, you're on Warnell. I know the location too well, but I did not realize grilled, come on, French toast?
Every
fresh
morning.
Breakfast like this.
Open menu all day.
All day long.
All day. Kimberly.
So it's a family-friendly place. You can go there for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yes. We thrive on customer service. You know, our menu's open all day, and it's family-owned and operated. Me and my wife, Risha.
So when did you open?
We opened September 2014.
And you've only been married 7 years.
Only.
So, boy.
It feel like at least 20.
Wait a second. 7 years.
We work every day. Work together every day.
7 years. You know what that is in dog's life, don't you? That's 49 years, my friend.
It feel like it's 49 years.
That's my brother Leonard. So that's nothing against you, Miss Risha.
And, you know, speaking of that your family owned, a lot of the recipes have been handed down. And before we went on the air, you said a lot of these are Risha's recipes.
Yes.
That have been handed down. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you give us an example of what we're.
Oh, those potatoes! I know that
these greens. This is greens. It's a collard green cabbage mix. It's just all the different seasons that Risha's grandmother.
So handed down from generations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! They're all over my computer now, Kim.
So do you have people order wings for breakfast?
Oh yes, our menu is you can get wings for breakfast with the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, our breakfast menu come with wings.
Do people like order? I'm just thinking of the combinations here because I'm eating French toast, potatoes, bacon, fish, macaroni and cheese, and it all goes really well together.
Oh, yeah. We get people come in and order greens for breakfast.
Oh, my God, the greens.
Yeah.
And now I've got to tell you, Jasper.
I'm not even doing anything else but eating, Kim.
Well,
I don't know. You keep asking those questions.
I'm leading this today. But we have a guest sheet that we have guests fill out, and one of the questions that Kelvin wanted us to ask was about the husband and wife dream team. So that says it all. You guys work well together. Risha's back in the kitchen.
Risha runs the front.
Oh, you run the front.
She runs the front. She greets the customers, and they love her. Uh-huh. And that's why we're successful.
Okay.
Because of Risha's.
So you're in the back
smile.
Executing Risha's recipes.
Yeah. Yes, Risha recipes. It's family. You know, each one of us come to the table with a different recipe. I got a cousin's work there, and you know, some of their recipes from my grandma. So it's just a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a dream team.
So tomorrow, of course, for the big game, can they pre-order wings today?
Yeah, we sell wings from 1 to 1,000. So they can get wings. We sell like 100 party wings or 100 jumbo wings. We do buffalo barbecue or just regular country fried.
I got to get a question here.
Yeah, you do.
I know the big game's tomorrow, and it's going to be a super game. You know
it's
that, don't you?
It's going to be a super game.
Can't say that word.
No.
Let's talk a little about the authenticity, because your families go way back. And, I mean, we're talking like, you know, you can't find these kind of recipes, you know, on this side of the Mississippi River. Think about it.
No.
We're talking true. I mean, people, we cook like this at home, but, you know, I'm talking in a business. And that's not easy to put the family recipes into the business if you're cooking for, your family, 8, 10, 12 people. But you're talking 100 people, you know, it's not the same, but to get that same consistency.
Every time.
You got to have that touch. You're back in that kitchen. That makes a big, big difference.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's why our customer base has grown, because when they come in, they see me and Risha in there working our tails off. So, and just certain ones. Risha is only doing the greens, the sweet potatoes. You know, she's only time someone else to do it if she's not there. So.
Wow.
But we just try to stay consistent with our recipes.
And the cheeseburgers, Miss Kimberly. We didn't even touch on those.
No. Cheeseburger. And the onion rings. Those onion rings look so good. What's one of the most popular things on your menu?
The entire menu.
How about those pork chops or poor boys?
Man, them pork chops. Yeah, them pork chops. You know, if you taste the chicken, our pork chops is, man, they really tender, juicy. We have a shrimp po' boy. We have Philly cheese steaks. You have a chicken or a steak on the Philly. And our menu is at Game Day Chicken Wings, Burgers and Fish, or Game Day's Chicken Wing and Fish. And they can take a look at all the different items we have on our menu.
Okay, what's the most wings anybody's ever eaten at one time? You have anybody who ever do anything like that?
No, they ain't went that crazy because they big jumbo wings. So, they eat 5, 6 wings, you know, but we have big size. Like the mac and cheese, the greens, they come in a... We have big size. Our plates are pretty big. And for breakfast.
The grits on the side and the breakfast.
Grits, we have grits. We have greens, potato salad. Our green beans are to die for, our green beans.
Yeah,
the way we season them up, they're really good.
So what do you eat every day, Kelvin?
Is
there something you have to
be honest, I eat chicken wings throughout the day.
Throughout the day.
Yeah, throughout the day. The chicken wings, you know, I try to stay away because I'm already 300, so I'm just trying to watch my weight, watch my figure.
You wear it well.
Thank you.
So, okay, Jasper and I are dessert fiends.
Cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we have giant cinnamon rolls. We have peach cobbler. We do peach cobbler, cinnamon rolls.
I didn't know about the cobbler. You got me on that because I've never had that. Oh, when they bring back stuff to the restaurant, I didn't know you had cobbler.
Yeah, we do peach cobbler. We had run it on a special. We try to do it every week on the weekends. It won't last but a day. So,
oh, boy. This could be dangerous. Kimberly, it's Saturday. Is there peach cobbler today?
Peach cobbler and ice cream.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay, I've got to stop here.
All right, so tomorrow for that big game, it's a super day, my friends. You can call up game day and you can get party wings, you can get chicken, you can get hamburgers, everything you need for the party, of course, and family specials. This is what I like a lot, Kimberly. You can get big baskets, you know, to take home, almost like just like trays to take home if you want.
Oh yeah,
so we have enough for everybody. You're having a party, why cook? There's no reason to cook.
Yeah, they can let us cater to suit them.
And cobbler, come on. It's never too late. Give them a call.
And absolutely. And you could go in for breakfast?
All day.
Yeah.
Our menu's open all day. The whole menu.
The whole menu. That's kind of your motto.
Yeah. From 9 to 5, Monday during the week, we only close on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are our day off. And weekends is 9 to 4. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
You got to go over to 8950 Warnell Road. Give them a call, 816-859-5151. Check out the website, which is
GameDayChickenWingsAndFish.com.
Come on, it's game day, Miss Kimberly. Have we ever had a spread like this before?
No, we haven't.
I'm ready for that big game tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelvin, so much. And Reese, thank you so much.
Thank you all for coming in. You've made our day.
Thank
this is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
Eating us some game day right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We're...
Oh, we are here live at the Hen House Market at 117th and Row. And we are so lucky to be sitting here with Kate Lesner, who is Leewood's new wellness coach. And you just took a drink of kombucha.
I took some kombucha while we're starting the show.
That's
right. Kate brought over this kombucha. She brought us three different flavors.
Which I absolutely love. The Thai apple?
Chai apple.
Chai apple. Yeah, it's excellent. She actually said you can use some of these for mixers for
cocktails.
Of course, I didn't think about that.
Lots of different
uses. Have the big groggers over there if you want to get one, Kim.
The groggers. We had a discussion about that with Matt Moore, who owns Martin City Brewing Company.
What's the matter? Grogger.
Yeah, well, Jasper, we'll send you back to, third grade?
Oh, thanks a lot.
Your third grade teacher can help you out with some of the words.
Miss Ziff, that was my two hardest years in school. It's not even funny, Kimberly.
Aww.
Why do you have to bring that up?
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to talk about the big game tomorrow.
It is a big game.
It's a big show. We've given away a lot of certificates here.
Lots.
You can come by and meet Miss Kate right now.
Yes, you can.
And, of course, you could talk about wellness. You could talk about healthy eating. She'll take you for a tour of the store. We have some gift certificates for you for the big game tomorrow. How
That's
about
right.
that?
And the big word or the secret word is big show.
Big show. Because you know why, Kimberly?
Why?
It's a really big show.
Really big show.
Really big show. That's right. Well, Kimberly, our next guest that's coming on is going to be about wings again. But Kate brought in some wings today.
Kate did bring in some wings.
Cauliflower wings.
Cauliflower bites, wings.
Wings, bites.
Yeah. They're very good.
If we shape them right, they look just like wings.
They're not as healthy as the other wings we're talking about, but like Kate said, everything in moderation.
No, they are as healthy. They are healthier.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, the cauliflower ones are healthier.
Yeah, the cauliflower ones.
Yeah, because they're not dipped in, deep fryer and cooked and all that sauce.
But we are so lucky because we got the owner of Al's Bar and Grill.
I'm telling you, talking to Al, I didn't even know he was from Buffalo. I didn't do my homework, of course.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was with this guy back home or something.
Well, he's, of course, a Buffalo Bills fan. He moved to Kansas City 21 years ago. You'll hear his whole story, but he is starting, tomorrow morning he'll start to fry up 1,000 pounds of wings. Now, he's got a small business across from the National Park.
1,000 pounds. Yeah. Kimberly, 1.3 billion pounds tomorrow around the nation.
Around the nation.
That's what Americans are going to be eating.
I know.
Along with some pizza and beer.
Well, have fun.
Hey, that's right. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
Let's talk to our friend Al out in Parkville right now about some wings right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Miss Kimberly, do I have to teach you how to eat another chicken wing?
Jasper, you just showed me the coolest trick. Now, I'm sure a lot of wing lovers out there know this trick, but you and Al, actually.
I was going to say, Al knows it. Come on. We have with us right now Al from Al's Bar and Grill in Parkville, Missouri, who probably estimates he's going to serve a little over 1 million chicken wings this weekend.
And that's a neighborhood joint, right, Al?
1 million. I may have overestimated that just a bit.
No, I
said that's Jasper's
numbers.
Come on,
man. Yeah, I know. It's a big weekend, Al.
Okay. I'm going to have to get some more to-go containers.
First of all, let's start this off, Cameron. I love the accent. So I know you're from the East Coast.
What accent?
Exactly.
So, Al Burns, you are a Buffalo, New York native. Of course, Buffalo is where chicken wings began.
Yes, I did.
You moved to Kansas City 21 years ago. You could not find a wing you liked, right?
No, I couldn't. My first experience was at another, what they told me was a famous wing place here, and I was not used to eating the whole chicken wing. Yeah. I call it the boomerang.
The boomerang. Okay.
And that's something you never saw in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So then,
sacrilege in Buffalo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
I got to tell you, Kimberly, I know you got the interview to go on, but I'm eating these wings, and I know they're just made, but they're not soaking with the wing sauce.
They're perfect.
They're crispy. They're nicely coated. Mm. And it's almost like the sauce is like baked in there or something, but I know it's not.
It's beautiful.
This is expertise.
So the reason we are lucky enough to be eating Al Burns chicken wings is because Al's wife let him open a bar.
Yes, she did.
What a good wife. You got the bestest wife in the world, Al.
I'm surprised they still have her at this point.
But you opened a bar. I mean, you'd been making wings for years for friends, for parties, Super Bowl parties, March Madness, everything. But you knew you had a bar in you, right?
Yes, I did.
So you quit your corporate job,
mm-hmm.
and you opened this wonderful little bar in Parkville.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is classic.
What?
Al's in the bar business. He had his former, work. To me, I'm thinking like Al's retired, enjoying his retirement right now.
Yeah.
Come on, Al, go with it. But here, we have everybody fill out this sheet, okay?
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. We ask people, do you need anything special? He puts down Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey as his request here in the studio.
Is that how you sometimes get through those days where it's like, it's
retirement's great.
It's a tough business.
Oh, but Jesus, yes.
Yeah.
Tullamore Dew gets me through a lot of days.
And your mother, your Irish mother, God bless her, said she was a little worried back in Buffalo that you were opening this bar in Kansas City.
My mother always used to say, in every Irish family, you have a priest and a drunk, and my older brother was the priest. Okay. That'll pretty much answer that question.
You know what? But seriously, Al, it's a family-run business, and that makes a difference. That sets you apart. I don't even have to ask you this. What's the difference between a neighborhood and a chain restaurant? Because Al's presence, you're there. So that's the bar. That's Al.
Well, I'm there 7 days a week.
Wow.
And when I'm not there, my son Timmy's there.
Timmy. Yeah.
Yep. And
People call him Al.
Oh, my God. He's going to look just like me, which is a curse for
the
poor boy.
He's only 4 years old. He still runs the bar and all.
We do.
I'm sure you have lots of regulars.
You know, that's the nice thing about the bar. We've got a group of regulars, and I don't refer to them as regulars anymore because they're family. I mean, that's what it is. A lot of these, they're retired. Some are widowed, and it's kind of their social place to be in the afternoon. They get together with the rest of their friends.
Where everyone knows their name.
Bingo. Exactly.
That's an important thing. So, Jasper, you've got the menu
there. Because, Kimberly, I need to be surprised. And I meet somebody, I find out more information. I didn't know that Al had all these different items on the menu. I just thought it was chicken wings when I found them.
Yeah. No,
okay?
it's a great menu.
I mean, we're talking everything from appetizers, pickle chips, and onion rings, and egg rolls, and toasted ravioli, to salads and soups.
And?
Oh, here we go.
Under the sandwiches.
Look under the sandwiches. Are you looking where I'm looking right now, Kimberly?
I am.
Fried bologna and onions. A thick slab of bologna fixed up and fried with grilled onions and cheese, lady.
Now, Al, you haven't seen this on a menu, but you don't know that other people serve it like this in Kansas City.
No, I haven't.
To your knowledge.
The only time I ever see that's when I go back home.
Yeah. What kind of bread do you put on?
I use a roll. I put it.
You're high class. We used to have it on Wonder Bread. Slice of Wonder Bread. How did you used to have it when you were a kid?
Slice of Wonder Bread. We ate our hot dogs the same way.
No, you never had mayonnaise on it.
No.
No, you get thrown out.
Yeah, mustard.
Because Leonard's monitoring the show. We don't talk about mayonnaise.
So what's special? What makes this like a genuine fried bologna sandwich?
The bologna.
Okay.
I use only the finest, some sort of meat bologna.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a difference. I mean, we're talking bologna here. I mean, people put their nose up to it. Say what they want, man. I mean, my father, bologna sandwich. My brother Jim, the doc, bologna sandwich. Me,
yeah.
Bologna sandwich, Wonder Bread, American cheese.
There you go.
You hit it there, Al. And okay, let's go back to the wings because people can get the wings for carryout this weekend. That's probably a big part of the business.
Yep. Tomorrow, well, I'm going to have a 1,000 pounds of wings in my cooler going into Sunday.
And I got to tell people this. I mean, you look at the menu. I don't think many people in town do 50 wings for less than for $36.95. I mean, that's like 75 cents a wing, Al.
I'm a little on the cheaper side.
Al, I mean, I'm eating the wings. These are fantastic, Jim.
They're fabulous. Well,
you got to get some of these. Oh my gosh!
So, of course, can people call in today to pre-order for tomorrow?
Yes. I mean, we've been taking pre-orders all week long.
Okay.
So, in fact, even right up, I'll get phone calls an hour before game time tomorrow for large quantities.
Yeah.
I've also had people order takeout and pick them up before the game, and then they run out of them at their party and they call to pick some more up
get
at halftime.
More.
Yeah.
What's your favorite wing in Buffalo? Can you share that with us, sir?
I go to a place called Brennan's Bowery Bar. And the thing about Buffalo, too, is on pretty much every corner there's a wing and pizza joint that served the best wings in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Cool.
It's like Kansas City. It's
barbecue,
like barbecue.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, I love it. I think they should add to the big game like a commentary on
no
wings.
No kidding. Well, you know, when John Madden was around, that's what you used to hear. You know, most of the time it'd be about food when Madden was talking football, Kim. And if he was in the city and they had wings or something he liked, that'd be a big part of the game. I know when I was in Baltimore recently with my future son-in-law and his family, they took me to Kissling's. I thought that was one of the best wings I've had. When they come to Kansas City now, I have a place to take them because these wings will stand up to any wings in the country, Al.
Well, I appreciate
they
that.
They are fantastic.
Well, thank you. What I'm always proud of when people from the Buffalo area who are either transplants here like myself, especially a lot of GM people, or they're traveling and they find us, I take pride in the fact that they say they haven't had a wing that good since I left Buffalo.
Because it's true Buffalo style.
Yes, it is.
That's what you strive to do. So.
There's no breading on it. It's only the first two joints separated, and it's true to its form.
You go back much?
I go back. I still have my mom's there.
Oh, okay.
I've got,
well, you got to go back.
I have a son and daughter-in-law and three beautiful granddaughters in Buffalo, too. So I get back there probably four times a year.
I have to ask you, I don't know what could be on the horizon. You're doing everything now. What else can you do, Al?
Oh,
don't talk retirement either.
I'm not talking retirement. I think my son and I have a kitchen manager by the name of Rob who does a great job. And maybe someday the future will be in those two.
Yeah.
But right now I kind of like where we're at. We're small. We can take care of our customers.
And you're there.
And I'm there.
That's important.
And I'm starting to sleep through the nights.
Does that Irish whiskey help?
Oh, God.
Well, hey, you can't talk about it unless you taste it or drink it, so what the hell?
Tula Mordew's the best.
There you go, Kimberly.
Well, Al Burns, thank you so much for coming over on what's going to be a very busy weekend for Al's Bar and Grill at 10911 Northwest 45 Highway in Parkville, right across from the National.
Or you could just give them a call right now. Order your wings. Come on. 816-741-6500. Ask for Al. Tell them Kimberly and Jasper sent you. It's all about wings, Kimberly, for the big game tomorrow. The Super Day of Wings.
That's right.
How about that? Let's talk some more wings right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Jay.
Well, you know what? We have our wellness coach here right now.
We do.
So we're on good behavior. Kate, we're shaping up here. We really are.
I've been watching you guys eat wings all morning.
Thanks
be real.
A lot.
Let's be real.
Come on. Kate, if you're going to be a regular with us, Kate, you got to go with the flow, baby.
You do. And I'm going to make a date with you, Kate. I'm going to go shopping with you and have you show me the drill.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. That's right. That's what it's all about. Kimberly. What a great week.
What a fabulous week, Jasper. And you know what we're doing next week?
What's that, Wing
Our
Lady?
Valentine's Day chocolate show.
You better stay tuned, my friends. This is Jasper Morabili.
Kimberly Stern.
And, of course, Kate, the wellness coach here in Leawood. See you next week, my friends.